The Walmart has been here almost a decade, but today, hundreds of employees rushed through its doors after store manager Sinitria Peterson cut through a large red ribbon. Wearing Walmart blue uniforms, the associates heard from company executives and community leaders.
When the Walmart organization selected Baldwin Hills and the Crenshaw area as a location for its store,
Bishop Charles E. Blake of the West Angeles Church in Crenshaw remembers it was
a significant turning point for our community.
In fact, as part of the renovation, Walmart gave $50,000 to Friends of the Expo Center. Blake says the addition of a fresh produce section will also contribute to the health and longevity of the community. Shopper Teresa Worrell says that Walmart will help her get the food she needs to feed her daughter.
I mean, we had limited fruits in the store for years in Walmart, and now this is very, very, helpful financially and health-wise.
Changing the lives of the community members was what Walmart officials hoped for when they signed on for the renovation. But not everyone believes in Walmart's mission. Naji Ali of Project Hope has actively contended with Walmart for years.
Walmart is anti-union. It pays low wages. In fact, it doesn't even pay a living wage. And certainly the Walmart employees can't afford to even buy into their own medical, health, and dental insurance.
He says the store has been the death of many businesses along the Crenshaw corridor.
What we call mom-and-pop businesses, they are essentially put out of business because Walmart prices are lower than the smaller businesses in the community.
However, that thinking could be flawed, says Councilman Bernard Parks.
The grocery industry is not invested in our community. The mom-and-pop stores cannot carry the burden of the needs of our community. And I think what you find is that when you look at the crowd here today, they look like the community.
Local business owners I talked to in the surrounding area told me that business is poor to begin with because people eat out far more than they cook at home. Parks also noted that Walmart, which opened in 2003, was the first major business to invest in Crenshaw after the 1992 L.A. riots.
They stepped in and hired locally from the community. They also stepped in and began to be a part of the community by their investment in the community.
The renovation also included a new sewing and crafts department, home furnishings, and a redesigned floor plan for more convenient shopping. Because as Walmart says, Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.